Good morning, and welcome to the Ape Joan UK Daily Briefing for Monday, the 7th of September, 2026. Starting with ransomware, the past 48 hours have seen 18 victims claimed across 8 active groups, with healthcare continuing to take a disproportionate hit. Direwolf leads the count this week with 4 US healthcare targets: eAssist Dental Solutions, Evergen Bio, MyLaurel Elderly Care, and Mission Pet Health. The Chaos Group has also turned its attention to the medical sector, claiming Evergen as a second hit. That's 5 healthcare victims in 2 days. A pattern worth watching closely if you're in clinical services or medical supply chains. Keelin remains highly active with 7 victims, including the Philippine Ports Authority, a critical transport infrastructure target, and here in the UK, the Big Table Hospitality Group has appeared on Keelin's leak site. The Big Table operates multiple casual dining brands across the country, so anyone in their loyalty program or booking system should be alert to the possibility of personal data exposure. Beyond those headline cases, Dis41A claimed Myanmar's Road Transport Administration Department and a mobile payments platform, while the Gentleman Group has listed Leader Aviación, Latin America's largest business aviation company. Now, the security news, and it's a significant morning. The biggest story is a major cryptocurrency theft. Roughly 4,000 Bitcoin, worth approximately $320 million, has been withdrawn from the Liquid Federation wallet. Liquid Network is a Bitcoin sidechain used for rapid, confidential transactions, and the Federation wallet holds pooled Bitcoin backing the network's assets. Reports are still emerging, but if confirmed at this scale, this would be one of the largest single crypto thefts in history. Anyone with funds on the Liquid Network or holding LBTC should check the official Liquid channels for updates immediately. On a different scale of severity, there is an alleged data breach of the United States Department of War circulating in threat intelligence channels this morning. The claim is being treated cautiously, but given the sensitivity of any government defense data, security teams tracking nation-state actors should flag this and monitor for corroboration. The source is a dark web forum post, so verification is pending. Steam appears to have suffered a significant data exposure. A threat actor is claiming a 29.7 million user database containing account credentials and associated data. If verified, this would be one of the largest gaming platform breaches on record. And given Steam's integration with payment methods and game libraries, the downstream risk of credential stuffing against both Steam accounts and reused passwords elsewhere is substantial. Users should change passwords and enable two-factor authentication if they haven't already. There is a critical vulnerability in MikroTik networking equipment that SANS Internet Storm Center is urging organizations to patch immediately. MikroTik devices, routers and wireless systems, are widely deployed across enterprise and ISP environments, and unpatched vulnerabilities in this kit have historically been weaponized rapidly, including by nation-state actors. If you have MikroTik devices in your network, apply available patches now and review network exposure. Hospital Alemán, an Argentine healthcare institution, has appeared in breach disclosure forums alongside a claim of compromised patient data. Healthcare organizations remain prime targets, and international incidents like this are worth tracking as they signal active threat actor interest in the sector globally. Claro Brazil is facing a significant breach claim as well, with 46 million phone numbers linked to personal identification numbers allegedly available for sale on dark web forums. Telco data at this scale creates real risk for SIM swapping, targeted phishing, and identity fraud against Brazilian residents. On the defensive side, the US military has quietly disabled advertising trackers on devices issued to personnel, citing concerns about location data and behavioral profiling. It's a sensible, if overdue, measure, and one that civilian organizations, particularly those with personnel operating in sensitive or high-risk environments, might consider mirroring in their mobile device management policies. And now the UK and critical infrastructure picture. The main UK development today is the Keelin claim against the Big Table Group, which we covered in the ransomware section. Keelin continues to demonstrate interest in UK commercial targets, having hit several UK entities in recent weeks. On critical infrastructure, The Philippine Ports Authority ransomware claim is a reminder that port and logistics operators remain attractive targets, given their economic sensitivity and the leverage disruption creates. UK port operators and their technology vendors should treat this as a relevant signal. There are no new NCSC advisories in the past 48 hours, but the Microtik vulnerability flagged by SANS is directly relevant to UK network operators and should be treated as priority patching. There is also a concerning development touching UK property. Ben Leeds Properties, a property firm with its name suggesting a Leeds connection, has appeared on the Shadow Buy T3 ransomware leak site. Details are limited, but if this is a UK-based entity, it joins a growing list of UK SMEs targeted by ransomware groups that typically avoid high-profile victims in favour of less prepared organisations. That's your briefing for Monday, the 7th of September, 2026. A busy morning with big numbers: 320 million in crypto, 29 million Steam users, 46 million Claro records. Stay sharp.